progress from peace talks. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Those talks begin Monday in Turkey between Ukrainian and Russian delegations. They follow a Russian missile attack on two targets last night on the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. Fox's Alex Hogan is there.
The mayor says that both of the sites, the oil depot and a factory used by the military, were both struck twice. The shock of the explosions blowing out the windows of nearby buildings. Much of life has seemed to return to normalcy. We saw people out walking their dogs, going for runs. Now, also in Kyiv, high school students and university students will start school again on Monday. They will learn virtually, but again, finding any sense of normalcy as the war continues.
More air raid sirens have been heard in Lviv tonight. A 1,000-acre wildfire near San Antonio prompting Texas Governor Greg Abbott to enact a disaster declaration for Medina County and other areas affected by the fire.
As of right now, there have been no lives lost. That's so incredibly important because one thing that we all know, and that is property can be destroyed, but you can rebuild property. If you lose a life, you can't rebuild anything.
In Colorado, all evacuation orders have been lifted after a fire forced 19,000 people out of their homes overnight. The 200-acre blaze is 35% contained. Three men are dead after a shooting in Milwaukee just before noon today. No arrests have been made. Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
We can't just allow people to pull triggers and then go sit on somebody's couch and pretend like nothing happened. Because then guess what? Then those people who did that, they get up and do it again. They hurt somebody else. They kill somebody else. And then somebody else's mom is crying.
Police are still trying to determine what led up to the shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas may soon be called to answer questions from the January 6th House Committee. More from Fox's Gernal Scott.
Ginny Thomas's text messages with former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows prior to the Capitol storming has elicited questions of her connection to efforts to overturn the 2020 election. On ABC's This Week, Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar said this is problematic for any insurrection matters before the justices.
These cases are going to come before her husband. This is a textbook case for removing him, recusing him from these decisions.
Justice Thomas was not directly mentioned in the exchanges. Ginny Thomas has not publicly commented on the messages. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Mississippi legislators today unveiled plans to redraw the state House and Senate districts to account for population changes in the 2020 census. Republicans hold wide majorities in both chambers, and the redistricting plans are unlikely to change that. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's getting ready to make good on a major campaign promise. Fox's Paul Stevens.
The mayor telling the New York Times on Friday that city officials are planning to remove makeshift shelters set up by homeless people on city streets. That promise and a pledge to get tough on crime were the cornerstones of Adams' campaign last year. The mayor not going into detail about what the plan entails, but it comes after he also announced a push to remove homeless people from the city's subway system in response to assaults and other aggressive behavior. Eric Adams is a retired New York City Transit police officer. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Dollywood Amusement Park in Tennessee says it's temporarily closed a ride developed by the same maker of a freefall ride from which a teen dropped to his death in Orlando on Thursday. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.